If you'd like to turn back to Psalm 126, you will have worked out our theme for a few minutes for our devotion this evening, strength for sowers. This is a principle in God's word in many places. I could have turned to lots of different texts, but I want to draw just a few principles from three texts tonight. Psalm 126. Sometimes it seems as we keep on sowing in the Christian life and there isn't much reaping. Well, that's not true, but it's just our perception. It's certainly the case that we need encouragement to carry on sowing. So that's our aim tonight, to encourage ourselves from God's word. How and why should we keep sowing? There are many principles about this. What we sow is what we shall reap. That's true of the whole of the Christian life. It's true individually, and it's true as a church. What we sow, that we will reap. It's true as well that if you don't sow, we have a farmer amongst us tonight, several. I have to be careful what I say. If we don't sow, you can't reap, or you can't reap what you intended to sow. You can't reap what you've not sown. Therefore, individually and as a church, we must be careful that we are sowing. This is the law of sowing and reaping, we can call it. And it's true for the whole of life. It's the law of cause and effect. If you don't sow, you can't reap. So Paul uses this as a clear picture. He uses it in the book of Galatians, and we'll turn to that at the end, not now, to say that if we sow carnally, if we sow things that we should not sow, then we will not reap good things. If we repent and we sow in tears, we will gather a good crop. We will have pure fruit, and the Lord will bless our labours. If we pursue sanctification, we will know real blessing. If that's our desire, godliness, holiness, the Lord will always hear that prayer. But if we sow carnally, then we shall reap weeds, the fruit that we should not reap. If we weep in prayer, if we weep in prayer, it says in this psalm, then pouring out our hearts to the Lord, in due season we will reap. There's a promise if we sow in tears and we lament over our personal sin, the sin of the nation, then we will bear a good crop. If we endure trials, this is the cause and effect that we mentioned, if we endure trials and go through difficult times as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, says Paul, then in his argument, we will be crowned and we will reign with Christ. Well, Psalm 126 says this in verse 6, if we go forth bearing precious seed in our lives, in our conduct, in our demeanour, in our hearts, in our attention and notice to those who are in need, then we will doubtless reap. So I want to look just very briefly at some of these principles. At the moment, we seem to be doing lots of sowing, lots of Bibles, tracts, bookstall, lots of sowing. Should we be doing that? Oh, yes. It's what the Lord calls us to do. That's our job. We sow in Sunday school. We sow in the town. We sow in care homes. We sow in so many different ways. But we need to be encouraged in this work. Well, let's look at seven brief lessons in these verses. The first is, we bear precious seed. There is no other seed like it. This has infinite value, eternal value. It's precious seed. It's so valuable. Sometimes you can buy tiny, tiny seeds. You get a packet and they hardly go on one finger, and you've paid a few pounds. Their weight is worth more than gold, and what we bear is precious seed. This is the word of God. It's a vast treasure that we're sowing. It contains everything necessary for life and for eternity. There's nothing like that. You can't buy that in the shops. What we bear is indeed precious seed. It's powerful. It can multiply in vast quantities in the Lord's way. You imagine in those ancient times, you kept back just a little seed. How important that was for the following year. The seed we bear might be the only seed in the area that gets sown. And the Lord will surely bless that. So it's precious seed. But verse 5 tells us, do you know, sowing can be hard. Sometimes, not always, sometimes it's a joy. But sometimes we sow in tears. It's hard. We get rejected. We get a door shut. We get people laugh and mock. We get people scorn. Oh, you're the people that believe in the Bible. Bible bashers. People that believe in certain things which are not popular in these days. Well, there may be tears. But the promise is that if we don't faint and we don't get weary, then we shall reap in due season. So precious seed and the sowing can be hard. But look at that word in verse 6, Psalm 126. Doubtless, there's an equation here. Those that sow equals there will be fruit. That's not a promise in quantity. God doesn't say if you do one of this, you get two of that. No. But God's word will not return unto him void. It can't. It will either accomplish judgment, because the hearer, the receiver, will be warned, or it will accomplish salvation. The promise doesn't tell us when, but the word doubtless says it's certain. This is seed that can't be wasted. It will accomplish its purpose. The outcome of the seed that we sow is certain. How encouraging that is. A conversation that you have, a tract given, a Bible put in the right place. It's doubtless. This will accomplish. Somebody will be judged because they received the word of God, but it didn't go into their hearts. The outcome is doubtless. But turn to John 4. We see a couple more lessons here. The Lord Jesus is speaking and he's explaining. The context is he wants to do the will of the Father. And surely that's a principle for us. That's what we want to do. We want to sow, and of course we want to reap. And he says in verse 34, he's doing the will of his Father. But the disciples question him. Whenever he speaks to the disciples, surely he's speaking to us. And they say, oh, we sow, but then we must wait. We might have to wait 4 months. And he says, no, this is just an illustration. Yes, that's true in agricultural terms. But spiritually, there can be a very quick harvest. He says, look around you, look for fruit. So we should be sowing. And usually there is a delay, but not always. We have to be looking for fruit. We have to be looking for children in Sunday school who are attentive. We have to be looking for those where the field is white and it's ready to harvest. It's out of the kindness of God that very often there is a delay from when the seed goes in the ground. The people, the hearts have opportunity to take it in. to chew it over, for it to germinate in their heart. But usually there will be a delay, but not always. Why is there a delay? Well, the effect this has upon us is we go to prayer. So, year after year. 1,300 Bibles going into schools. That's sowing. Is there a real harvest yet? Well, I don't know. I'm not the judge of that. The Lord is. He's the Lord of the harvest. But we can be sure there will be a harvest. And this drives us to prayer, to our knees, and it stimulates faith. We pray that the sowing would not be in vain. But verse 36, a fifth principle, the harvest will cause great rejoicing. Those that sow and those that reap will rejoice together. We don't know. Our job might be sowing. Somebody else's job might be reaping. We don't know what our task will be. There's another principle here that says, some sow, sometimes others reap. You know, don't take all the credit. Don't take any credit. If there's a blessing, if somebody's converted, do you know there might have been 10, a dozen people that have had an input in that person's life? We've heard recently of people baptized and they started in Sunday school here. We rejoice. Others have had that fruit. But many, many people may be involved in a person's winding conversion till the time they come and surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, we rejoice with those that can harvest. We may reap, others may sow. The process of conversion can be very long. Some may do more sowing. Others may have a joy. All they seem to do is reap. We hear of places in the world where thousands upon thousands are in the harvest. But you can be sure that others have sown. In times of great revival, it's well known that the seeds sown in Sunday school and in Christian families and in Bible distribution have been harvested. In the time of revival, it doesn't just happen, usually. Well, here are some lessons. Precious seed. Sowing can be hard, sometimes in tears. The outcome is doubtless. God's word is so powerful, it will accomplish that to which it was intended. There may be a delay, there may not. Sometimes the harvest can be very quick. Sometimes a man or woman has gone into a service, the first service, they've heard the gospel, and that very night, the Holy Spirit has opened their heart. The Lord can do it anyway. Sometimes 60 years. Harvest brings rejoicing, but we rejoice in sowing, and we rejoice in weeping. And in reaping. And the work of sowing and reaping is a mutual work. And then finally, we may reap where others have sown. Well, may we be encouraged. Just turn to Galatians and chapter 6. And we see this final principle here, just to prove that this is all the way through the Word of God, Galatians and chapter 6, if you look at verse 9. This is what Paul says, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season, what does that mean, God's time, when he says so, when the conditions are right, in his sovereign will, we shall reap. If, there's the condition, if we faint not, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith, sowing and reaping. We can be sure that there will be a great harvest in due season.